Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and best-selling author. And no, that's not to brag. It's just to give you a little bit of feedback of who I am, what I've done, what I've accomplished, and where I'm coming from, and where I'm going. Anyway, as I am reflecting back on my childhood, my mental state, my being, I realized that I was quite happy, read books for fun, played with my siblings, did some other sport activities with my team or teams, had a pretty structured day with school, homework, activities, and used my free time to do something that made me happy, such as reading, swimming, skiing, riding a bike, you name it. I mean, the opportunities were endless, and I'm pretty sure they still are. Fast forward a few decades, when I got into the workforce and had to follow the directions I was given, there was not much room for interpretation, making changes, growing mentally, financially. It was kind of expected to follow the rules and not use any dead time. We didn't really have anything scheduled right then and there for personal development, personal growth. And I was in company while I was in company time. So I had to do exactly what I was told, you know, kind of like, don't have a mind of your own, just do as you're told. Today, however, I am my own boss. I lead by example, which is do as I say, not as I do. Be authentic, or no, actually, not just do as I do, do as I say, but as I do, because I want to lead by example. So I'm doing it. Being authentic, transparent, caring, and I love, love, love sharing, getting people healthy. As I mentioned last week, our mindset can get us ill or healthy. The choice is actually ours. What I decided to do is to study, practice, and implement the newfound information and grow by reading some great books. And some of these books are really well known. Some of them are not. The first one I'm mentioning here is The Monster Under the Bed, Uncovering the Lie That Drives Us, and it's written by Kim Fisk. And I have the luxury, the privilege to know her personally, and she's a friend of mine. And the things I've learned through her book, so amazing. You know, as a child, we do things we don't really have much of a care, because we know we're taken care of, we're cared for. Parents or grandparents or guardians are watching out for us. But when we're adults, it's all up to us. So on the back cover of her book, it says, Uncovering the Lie. The terrifying truth is everything you know about yourself today is based on who you decided you were when you were just 4 or 5 years old. In your childhood, you formed decisions about yourself before you were even capable of thinking logically. Those decisions were based on a child's emotional survival brain, and they are the foundation of the neural pathways of thoughts and feelings that are instrumental in forming your identity, both positive and negative. This is why so many people have challenges in their adult lives, especially when it comes to their personal and professional relationships. Luckily, this can all be changed. In The Monster Under the Bed, Uncovering the Lie That Drives Us, Kim Fisk reveals how to spot the monster tracks that are lurking in our own psyches and lifts up the bed skirt, exposing what we thought was a monster as nothing more than dust bunnies, an empty space that can move now be filled with a whole new perception of yourself. Wow, that is so strong. And I realized in so many ways, oh my gosh, this author is talking to me personally, because she hit on so many things that were going through my mind. And I had to come to my realization that quite often I was living in the past. And there is nothing we can do about the past because it already happened. Yeah, we can learn from it, but we can change it. It's gone. It happened. It's past. So that definitely points to the strategy to live in the present and look into a much better, more fulfilling future. And so this book, it's actually not super long, but it is amazing and it's worth everything. It has 230 pages, small ones, but it's amazing book, and you can get it on Amazon.com. And again, it's called The Monster Under the Bed, Uncovering the Lie That Drives Us by Kim Fisk. And that's F-I-S-K-E. And it's in my script here, so you can find it. Another book that I just read, and that worked definitely on my mindset, because there's so many other books that I've read recently to get a great start in the morning. First thing when I get up, I usually go sit in my recliner, so I'm already out of bed and I'm comfortable, and I read a few chapters out of a motivating book, out of one that gives me mental clarity, one that pushes me or pushes my envelope a little bit more so I get to learn. Because remember, I always say, the day I do not get to learn anything new is the day I'm going to start 6 feet under. Well, I'm not ready for that. I'm 66 years young, and I finally can say I love life. I love who I am and who I am being, authentic and transparent and real. And that's because I have so many amazing mentors helping me reach a higher level of my being, rewiring my brain to being more positive, letting go of the negative, accepting that most of those things happened in the past. And as I just said, the past is gone. So let go of those old things. Take with you what you learn from, but live in the present and live fully and live out loud. Set an example for so many people. And that's what I want to do. I love to lead by example. Another book that I'm almost finished reading is called Church Boy to Millionaire: How to Find Personal Freedom and Liberate Your Millionaire Mindset for Massive Impact. And it's written by Doug Wood. And again, I had the fortune to meet him at his book tour, and I've met him before in person, so I do know the person who wrote it. And I am actually thrilled he wrote that book. I'm probably two-thirds through. And in the inside cover, he's talking about what this book is all about and what it's for. And it says, and he's very blunt and very straightforward and very clear about his message. And he says, it's time to cut the BS around money, faith, and why we stay stuck. Does that ring a bell? Oh my goodness. I have been stuck so many times. I've been concerned about money. I've been concerned about many things. I've had my faith rattled before. And so by reading that, somebody else comes out straight and says what's going on, what he's experienced and what he learned, that is so totally amazing. So he says, let's get real. Church Boy to Millionaire is a life guide for the average person with above average desire. This is the real Doug Wood. Unplugged, in the raw and authentic style he's known for. However, this is about all of us, not just the author. Doug was willing to risk his authentic, unconventional book and gives us a window into his own pain and struggles to benefit us all. For those who want to transform their lives, you will become aware of why our friends and family may be holding us up, what it takes to level up and live above the line of mediocrity, or mediocrity, how to shift from a broke or broken mindset to an abundant mindset. So important. Living out of abundance is so freeing and so rewarding. So let's all go there. For those who want to increase their income, you will learn why our income is controlling every decision we make, why our purpose has everything to do with our profit, and how to monetize your unique abilities and increase our incomes. And for leaders who want to maximize impact, you will understand why transparency and authenticity is today's greatest currency, why our business is our ministry, and why most titles of today are completely worthless. Doug's unapologetic belief is that the leaders of today need to be on the front lines with you. He shares key action steps anyone can take to find breakthrough in their mind, marriage, finances, or faith. Now, this is just the intro there, and I don't want to give away much more. Actually, on the back page it says, Doug Wood has helped over 300,000 people improve their lives. In 2009, he was 65 pounds overweight, buried in debt, and on the brink of suicide. In his unapologetic style, he shares exactly what an average guy with above average desires like him did to liberate the millionaire within to live a life of abundance, and how you can too. So those two books that I just read from a little bit and shared are so important for mental growth, mindset change, and all that. So I just really, really love it. I read some other books too. For example, one is called Get Over Your Damn Self by Romy Neustadt, or Neustadt, I don't know how you pronounce it. It's a German last name, Neustadt. More geared towards sales, though I learned much about my fears and challenges than expected. So that, along with the Kim Fisk book, Face Your Fears, or Kick Fear in Your Face, that's another thing that Doug says in his book for a lot of things. So the next one I'm going to read probably is Emotional Intelligence 2.0 by Travis Bradbury and Gene Greaves, and many, many others. So I just want to say I wish all of you a happy, healthy, and blessed day. Do something for your mindset. Be positive. And getting up 15, 20 minutes earlier in the morning so you have a few minutes to read something that is positive and keeps you going through the day is really, really important. I'm going to give away 30-minute free health assessment for anybody who wants to, or at least for 10 people. So just email me at dythomson@gmail.com. It's in the script there. And write in the subject line BTR so I know what to refer to and I will answer you. And then we can set up for a 30-minute health assessment. Or you can text me to 562-335-4956. I will not answer unless it's a scheduled call and I know who's calling. But I will get back to you within 24 to 48 hours. So I hope that this quick sharing about mindset has actually or is making a difference in your life. And I wish you all the best. and definitely best of health.